I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Traditionally, a passport from the United States has been the golden ticket in China. Recent arrests of American citizens is changing this, though, and there's concern that the arrests could point to something bigger. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says they're seeing foreigners who are unable to renew their visas. Some are simply canceled. And the pending question, how will these developments impact ministry in the country? For now, pray for the protection and wisdom of the church in China. And Sunday, November 3rd, is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, or IDOP Sunday. One noteworthy country you can pray for is India. This is the first year India has made the World Watch List's top 10 worst countries to live as a Christian. Eric Morsad with Mission India says they're releasing a four-day devotional over IDOP weekend to help people pray for persecuted believers in India. You can sign up for Mission India's IDOP devotional at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.